After weeks of travel from the New York harbor to the port of Naples, Sarah was relieved to finally be back on land, even if she was on a moving train headed for Rome, where an interpreter would be waiting for her. This marked the most pivotal experience of her journalistic career. She had been sent to Italy to document the rising popularity of fascism while getting a first-hand look at how Italians were dealing with the change. She couldn't reveal that piece of information, though, and the unofficial purpose for her trip was visiting family, as far as the authorities were concerned. This was her first time outside of the United States, and she was experiencing a bit of culture shock, to say the least. She had only been in Italy for a few hours, but she had never felt more like a foreigner in her entire life. The biggest shock was the advances and lustful gazes from men, who seemed to be just about everywhere. Even though she couldn't understand what they were saying, she had a good idea of the intent behind their wandering eyes. She blushed at the thought.
Ever since he saw her on the platform, Luciano couldn't take his eyes off that obviously foreign woman. He wondered where she was from. From the looks of her pale skin, he figured it could be England, or better yet, the ever-elusive America. The place most of his friends and family had run off to for a change, a dream. But Luciano stayed. He would never leave his country, not for anything in the world. He was a proud Napolitano through and through. Despite his love for his hometown of Naples, work had transferred him to Rome, the Sapienza University of Rome, to be precise, where he worked as a philosophy professor. He was heading back there for the start of the fall semester and was eager to try the new Diretiesma line, the first of its kind in the Mediterranean, promising a smooth and quicker travel between Naples and Rome with just 8 stops in 3 hours. Carriage 16, seat 12, that was his spot, and as luck would have it, the woman from the platform was sitting in his compartment. Ah, she had taken his seat. Of course, she must have misread her ticket. Well, there were only 4 seats in the compartment anyway. He took the only open seat, directly next to her and facing another couple. He noticed her small luggage, her gloves neatly folded on her lap, and her Italian phrase book. He decided to show off his English.
Sarah had been reading a few phrases in her guidebook and writing out some exercises in Italian when she noticed an absolutely gorgeous man appear in her compartment. She looked up at him, nodding quickly with delight at the offer of help.
He placed her luggage on the rack with ease, while flashing her a smile. He unbuttoned his suit jacket and pointed to her guidebook and said,
"He was charming and funny, different from the other Italian men she'd experienced so far. Maybe she had judged too quickly." She took her reading glasses off and placed them aside. After all, what was the use of scribbling in a book when an actual, gorgeous, well-dressed Italian man is sitting right next to you? Suddenly, she felt a bit foolish being there and not speaking his language, even though he seemed to speak hers so well. Well, that was obvious, wasn't it? She chided herself over saying such a silly thing, but she couldn't help it. Something about him made her so nervous, and the stares from the other couple directly in front of them didn't help either.
Luciano nodded in approval as the train departed and their tickets were checked. They exchanged various pleasantries, just the basics, as there was only so much he was willing to ask under the watchful gaze of the couple across from them. He learned that she was American and going to Rome to visit long-lost relatives. She seemed nervous for some reason. He doubted that story immensely. She had to be here for a different reason. But what did it matter? He had no problems changing the topic.
Luciano's right arm brushed across Sarah as he reached across to show her the sights outside the window. She pressed her back even farther into her seat to give him room as they stared in each other's eyes for a split second. She could smell his cologne. It was fresh, like lemons, and reminded her of the sea. And just then, the train rounded a curve, forcing Sarah to lean forcibly to the left, right into Luciano's open chest. Well, she wasn't, really. She enjoyed the feel of his chest through the crisp fabric of his shirt and jacket. She did feel embarrassed, though. She tried to put herself together, smoothing out her skirt and cardigan as the couple opposite them watched in disapproval.
Luciano knew this journey like the back of his hand, which is why he wasn't at all sorry for Sarah's seat mistake. Given the curves of the track and the direction they were heading, she would be falling into him numerous times on this trip, which is exactly what happened for the next half hour. With each curve, Luciano grew just a bit closer to Sarah, making the inevitable even more enjoyable. They had just arrived at their third stop, Minturno, and luck was in their favor. The silent couple in their compartment had gotten off, and no one else had taken their places. Luciano closed the compartment door and returned to his seat, smiling at Sarah as he sat down.
Oh dear, has she said that out loud? She was just relieved to be freed of the watchful gaze of that strange couple. For a minute, she actually thought they had been sent to spy on her, and she didn't mind being alone with Luciano either, although it did make her a bit nervous. Sarah smiled at his response, noticing how his knee was now resting on the side of hers. Even more, all of the hustle and bustle from the journey had shifted her skirt just a bit over her knee. She pretended not to notice. They sat there in silence for a bit, their legs and arms touching. She couldn't take the tension anymore and asked.
Luciano had understood Sarah's body language loud and clear. She must have been feeling the tension between them too. But maybe she liked it. She hadn't broken their natural touch despite the newly available seats in the compartment. She could have moved, and so could he. But they hadn't. He took his chance. With that, Luciano brought his right hand to Sarah's knee. His index finger slowly mapped the curves of their journey, feeling the thin pantyhose from her exposed knee and journeying higher towards her thigh, one stop at a time. Sarah's breath quickened as she watched him graze over her skirt, as if he was the conductor of her body. She welcomed it and leaned into him as his fingers made their way to their hips.
Sarah's studies had taught her that bella meant beautiful, and she melted at the way he said it. She rose her hips slightly to meet Luciano's finger. He had traced his way well past Rome as he arrived at the top of her skirt, pulling her blouse out from under it. She guided his hand under her blouse, feeling his warm touch on her stomach. He was now hovering over her at this point, and his lips landed on hers in a fury of passion.
Sarah was soft, and she tasted sweet, like peaches. It was unlike anything Luciano had ever felt before. He needed more. He broke their kiss as he removed his jacket, letting it fall to his seat. He moved the window curtains to give them some privacy, just in case. Sarah rose to meet him and loosened his necktie. He responded by slowly removing her silk neck scarf, which had been tied so neatly around her neck. He embraced her tightly, kissing her neck passionately, sucking it intensely to get as much of her as he possibly could. He let his hands wander to her chest. As a few of her blouse buttons had become open, he took all of her in, her gentle curves and her supple skin melting in his hands.
Sarah had never felt anything like this before. He was using gentle words like amore or love, yet his body language was powerful and direct. She never knew how much she craved this mix of sweetness and power in a man. She wanted more. She motioned to her supple breasts, pushed up and perky from her bra.
Luciano could hardly keep up with all of Sarah. There was so much to take in, and his dick was craving her touch as well. He would address that later. For now, he buried his face in her breasts, removing her blouse to take her all in. He unhooked her bra and was finally able to hold all of her in his hands.
Sarah had never felt so exposed, in a public place above all else. But nothing could stop her. As Luciano grasped her breasts, she realized she needed to even out the score. She hadn't even noticed the tent that had appeared in Luciano's trousers, and she held on to his belt with a firm grip. She fumbled a bit with Luciano's belt. It was different than other ones she'd seen, and it was hard to concentrate with Luciano's mouth on her breasts, playing lightly with her nipples, along with the rolling scenery outside. Eventually, she managed to rid him of his belt and trousers, and he stepped out of them as gracefully as one can on a moving train.
They laughed as they stumbled to the other side of their private compartment, but their stares quickly turned more intense as they realized the positions they were in. Luciano had fallen on top of Sarah, their legs sprawled and tangled with each other. Sarah could feel Luciano's hard dick on her leg, pressing into her with urgency. Luciano briefly explained that flooding was common in the area, especially in this time of year, and the sudden rainfall was nothing to be worried about. If anything, it meant that they had more time to enjoy each other, as there wouldn't be another stop for hours.
Sarah's right hand found her way to Luciano's dick, still hard with excitement. She fondled the tip with her fingers and then grasped its solid length, rubbing up and down, back and forth as she watched his eyes roll back in pleasure. It was her turn to devour him as she sucked his neck, lightly at first, but growing more desperate as the strokes on his dick became more intense.
Luciano's desire was burning, and he grew restless with Sarah's touch. His passion grew as the rainfall tapped the window. And he needed to have all of Sarah, now. He pulled down her nude pantyhose, admiring her bare legs. He had seen all of her, touched all of her, except one thing, and he needed to get rid of those lace underwear to see it.
Sarah did as instructed, taking them off slowly, finally realizing how wet with anticipation she had become. She had just exposed all of herself to Luciano, a stranger on the train. She couldn't escape his gaze, a stare full of lust from her naked body. This time, she didn't want to hide. With that, Sarah met Luciano on the open seats, laying beside him face to face. Luciano caressed her face as they kissed passionately, hands grabbing at each other in lust.
Luciano's caresses became more urgent as his hands moved down to Sarah's neck, her breasts, and finally, her glimmering pussy. His fingers played with her clit, matching his intensity alongside her moans and excitement. He explored her open pussy with two fingers, tempting her with the idea of taking him inside of her, in and out, as his dick throbbed with fervor at the feel of her wet, inviting pussy.
The culmination of the entire trip had brought Sarah to the edge. She couldn't wait any longer, and the only thing on her mind was feeling Luciano's hard cock in her pussy, one gorgeous inch at a time.
A wave of warmth washed over her as he looked at her slyly. Stabilizing himself on top of her, Sarah felt every inch of him as he entered her slowly at first, and gaining speed as their rhythms matched and their desire grew. Luciano's thrust grew wilder as the train continued on to Rome, their bodies moving in sync with the train's starting jolts. They embraced once more as Sarah brought herself on top of Luciano, her tits bouncing wildly as the train continued its wild ride along the Tyrrhenian Sea.